on the occasion that I had some time on my hands to watch television, a show that I often find myself watching is on A&E. It's called Hoarders. Anybody heard of Hoarders out there? Yeah, there you go. All right. At the last Mass, I asked if there were any Hoarders fans out there, and nobody raised their hand. They were embarrassed, I guess, to admit that. If you've never seen the show or heard of the show, it follows people who have really a mental disorder, a disease, that compels them to just hold on to everything, every single thing, and to accumulate more and more stuff. Stuff that we would look at and say, well, that's garbage, and throw it out. They hold on to it, filling up entire rooms, sometimes entire houses, extra storage areas, their backyard, just stuff everywhere. And they bring in mental health experts and organizing experts to help these folks to get their life back in order. And invariably, in every episode, the organizer will sit down with the person and he or she will have them divide all of their possessions into three categories: keep, donate, and discard. And I think today, where Jesus very so clearly speaks to us about our possessions in the gospel, these three categories are helpful for us to help to go through our spiritual lives, sometimes our material lives as well, and to think about, what do I need to keep? What do I need to donate? And what do I need to discard? So let's look first at that keep category. God tells the rich man in the gospel, he says, you're rich in all of the things of the earth, but not in what matters to God. So clearly we have to understand what it is that matters to God. That's what we want in the keep pile. That's the most important part. We want to be rich in that which matters to God. And St. Paul helps us to understand what we should put in this category in the second reading today. St. Paul tells us that we have died in Christ and our lives are hidden now with him in God. St. Paul is speaking about our baptism. He's speaking about the fact that each of us have become brothers and sisters of Jesus and sons and daughters of God through the sacrament of baptism. He talks about the new self that we have become. That new self is the life we receive in baptism. God gives to each and every one of us what we call the three theological virtues in baptism: faith, hope, and charity. And ultimately, these are the three things we want to keep. And not just keep, but grow. That's how we become rich in what matters to God. If he gave them to us at the moment of our baptism, then they must be very important to him and important for us. Our faith, our hope, and our charity are all things that have to be kindled, have to grow. How do we do that? Well, obviously, we do that through prayer. We do that through attending Mass on Sundays. The Eucharist feeds those virtues within us and helps them to grow. And they grow through all of the spiritual practices that we should have that make up our daily and weekly lives. Reading the scriptures, personal prayer, perhaps adoration of the Blessed Sacrament, and even maybe being part of a small group, Bible study or faith sharing, so many of which we have available to us in this parish. It's by growing our faith, our hope, and our charity that we become rich in the things of God. Those are the things that we want to keep. But ultimately, our faith is not our own private possession. And that's where we get to the donate category. When we look throughout salvation history, God's interaction with his people and interaction with us, we see time and time again that God is always giving of himself to his people. He goes above and beyond until the ultimate moment of the cross, where God become man, gives his life for us, the ultimate gift. So my friends, our lives are ultimately not our own. Our faith, our gift of faith, is not ultimately not our own. They're all things that need to be given away. And in the mystery of God's providence, when we give away, it's then that we become rich. When we donate away the gifts that God has given to us, in a miraculous way, he multiplies them beyond our imagining. So when we donate, first of all, we want to think about how we donate the gift of faith, how we become evangelizers, messengers of the good news of Jesus into a very hurting and fragile world, messengers of the good news of Jesus to our families, our workplaces, our schools, our communities, wherever we find ourselves, to be witnesses of what he's done in my life, so that he can share that with other people who maybe need to hear it. We donate away the gift of our faith. And then we also donate away the good blessings, the great gifts that God has given to us. Notice in the parable, Jesus never says there's anything wrong with being rich. He doesn't fault the man for being rich. The man is at fault because he doesn't give away to those who need it. When he has a bountiful harvest, he builds bigger barns to hoard the stuff for himself. And he thinks he's safe and secure because he's hoarded all of this stuff to himself. But if he had given it away, given away even just the excess, that would have been a blessing for him. Then he would have been rich in the things that matter to God. So we donate. We donate away the gift of our faith. We also donate from all the blessings that God has given to us to those who are less fortunate than ourselves. And then finally, we come to the discard pile. And this might be the hardest of all. This might be the hardest one to part with. To part with things maybe that have become too important in my life. Perhaps to part with things that may seem good, but are actually spiritually harmful to me. And St. Paul gives us a little bit of a list. It's actually more like in a little examination of conscience in the second reading today. He says that we should discard immorality, impurity, passion, evil desire, greed, lying, idolatry, and to add from the gospel our excess material possessions. All of these things that St. Paul lists and the material possessions that Jesus spoke about in the gospel can become stumbling blocks in our relationship with God. Either because we create an idol out of them and actually are worshiping them instead of God, or because they're inherently bad for us. And the presence of them in our lives is harmful spiritually. Might think especially of immorality and impurity. Those things in our lives might seem good, but they're actually harmful to us. St. Paul speaks about taking off the old self and putting on the new. That's what we do in this discard pile. We get rid of all of these things that are in the way of our relationship with God. Then truly we will be rich in the things that matter to him. So my friends, I hope maybe perhaps this week you might think about these three categories and think about your own life. Keep. What do I need to keep? What do I need to grow and cultivate in my faith, my hope, my charity? What do I need to donate? Where can I be of service to my brothers or sisters? Or where can I give to those who are in need around me? And what do I need to discard? What do I need to get rid of from my life that has become an idol or is actually harming me? Perhaps even to bring that to the sacrament of reconciliation, where God can heal it and root it out of our lives. My friends, we want to hoard. We want to hoard those things that are meaningful to God, those things that will help our spiritual relationship with Him, and have the courage to discard all of those other things that get in the way of our life with God.